Weather conditions across the Midwest will be much more tranquil as we go forward through this week after rain and thunderstorms occurred in the southern and eastern portions of the region late last week and early in this past weekend. We are expecting to see a relatively good drying environment, though, take place over these next several days. Whatever precipitation occurs is going to be quite limited, especially as we go forward into the middle part of the week. We do expect to see a cool front cutting across the area at the end of this work week going into the weekend, and that'll be our first and best opportunity for rain to occur across the region. Most of the precipitation that occurs with that event is expected to be brief and light, but it will work its way across most areas. Anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain may occur. There may be something a little bit greater in a few locations. We'll keep a close eye on that frontal system because it does have potential to slow down a little bit, and if it does, we might see some greater amounts of rain take place as well. After that system passes through, we'll have another short-term bout of some drier air moving back across the region. So for the next 7 days, we just have one frontal system and one precipitation event to deal with, and it's most likely going to impact areas no more than just 1 day. Now, there may be a two-day impact because once the frontal system passes through and the rain comes and goes, we'll need an extra day just to dry back down. But that would be the only delay of significance that we'll see over this next week. And the temperatures are going to be working their way above average again across the majority of the region. Afternoon highs today will still be rather cool, though. We had a little bit of frost across a part of the Great Lakes region this morning, so afternoon temperatures there may not get much warmer than upper 50s and 60s. But everybody else will see 70-degree highs today. We will see some 60s work their way all the way southward into Ohio, however. Now, tomorrow afternoon, we'll start to see a warming trend take place, and 60s may continue across parts of the Great Lakes region, but everybody else will be in the 70s, with a few lower 80s starting to pop up in southern areas. Go on out into the afternoon on Wednesday, and 70s and lower 80s will become more common, and we'll still be in the same realm as we go from Thursday into Friday. There might even be a couple of upper 80-degree readings in the southernmost portions of the Midwest. Our low temperatures at night are expected to cool back into the upper 30s and 40s overnight tonight, with the coolest conditions in portions of Michigan. We'll probably see no more than just some patchy soft frost possible across the interior northern portions of the state. Everybody else will see 40 and 50 degree lows for the next several nights, actually. We shouldn't see any more bouts of frost in any part of the Midwest through this next full week. Some of the computer forecast models have suggested cooling will occur next week, especially in the second half of the week. If that cooling does take place, we'll have to watch real closely to make sure that we don't get involved with some more frost and freeze potentials. But it is getting a little bit later in the season. That'll be the first days in October when this takes place. And you know as well as I do that that's a time of the year when frost and some freezes can certainly take place across the region. The cold air mass that is advertised for next week, it doesn't seem to be in good agreement amongst the models, so we'll continue to monitor the situation rather closely. I'd say the odds are real high that we'll see colder biased conditions next week, but it's still debatable as to how low those temperatures will go at night. We'll see another chance for precipitation to occur right before the coldest weather arrives. So sometime during midweek next week will be our next opportunity for picking up on precipitation. If you have interest in hard red winter wheat country, you should know that the soil situation out there is much improved over that of earlier this summer, and planting should occur aggressively over the next couple of weeks around what little precipitation is expected to occur. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.